Hare Krishna. So Krishna is answering Arjuna's question regarding which one is better, renunciation or working in devotional service. And Krishna has already given lots of description in shloka number 2 and 3. He continues the same theme in shloka number 4 also. So let's see shloka number 4 today. Sankhya yoga prithak balaha Pravadantena panditaha ekamapyastitaha samyag ubhayor vindate phalam. So here Krishna is saying, balaha pravadanti. So all the ignorant one, balaha, the ignorant one, they speak like this. What do they speak? Sankhya yoga prithak. Sankhya, or the analytical study, and devotional service. Yoga, they are actually different. Na panditaha. Panditas, the learned ones, don't speak like this. Then what do learned ones say? They say, ekam apya asthitaha samyag. They say that if a person applies to either of the two processes, be it analytical study, that is Sankhya Yoga, or devotional service, what happens? Ubhayor vindate phalam. That person achieves the fruits or the results of both of them. So here, in these shlokas, what Krishna is doing is, he's trying to tell Arjuna, there's not much difference between the two. So here, Sankhya Yoga, it basically goes towards the sannyas aspect, renunciation aspect. And when it comes to Karma Yoga, or Yoga, or devotional service, so that is talking on other side. So here, Krishna is trying to tell Arjuna, not much difference is there. And obviously, later he'll prove that how devotional service is greater than the sannyas or jnana yoga. So now here, let's try to understand about the Sankhya aspect first. So there are basically 26 elements described by Sankhya philosophy. So here it is said, the aim of the analytical study of the material world is to find the soul of existence. And the soul of material world is Vishnu or super soul. Now how do they come to this conclusion of super soul? So what they do in Sankhya yoga is, they try to analyze this entire material world. They try to analyze and find different elements, you know, which are there, which are making up this entire material world. And they are 26 in number, that's what they say. So let's try to count these 26 elements. So first 5 is Pancha Mahabhutas. That is earth, water, fire, air, ether. These are 5. And then 5 knowledge acquiring senses. Eyes, nose, ears, tongue, skin. So these are 5. So how many? 10 till now. There are other 5 which are working senses. Working senses are like hands, legs, speech, genitals and rectum. So these are 5 working senses. So 15 done till now. 5 sense objects. What are the 5 sense objects? For eyes, the sense object is sight or vision. When it comes to nose, smell. Tongue is taste. Ears is sound. And finally, when it comes to skin, it is touch. So these are the 5 sense objects. So how many done? 20. Now in the subtle body, we have 3 of them. Mind, intelligence, false ego. And there is something called as unmanifested 3 modes of material nature. Mahatattva. So we'll not get deep into that. Just remember this point. So till now, so we have 20 plus 3, 23 plus 1, 24. Now, after analyzing all this, finally, they come down, they boil down to one point, saying, okay, these bodies are working because there is spirit. And that spirit, spirit soul, Atma. So they say the 25th element is spirit soul. Now, after analyzing all this, they want to understand how this entire world is working. How is it that everything is going properly? And they finally come down to the point called super soul, that is the 26th element. So in this way, Sankhya philosophy, it tries breaking down the entire material aspect and finally come down to the spiritual conclusions. That's what is Sankhya philosophy. So that's what here it is given, Sankhya or analytical study. The soul of the material world is Vishnu or the super soul. So this is what is the conclusion that they give. And when it comes to devotional service, bhakti yoga, or karma yoga, it says devotional service to the Lord entails service to the super soul. So what is Sankhya philosophy doing? They're coming down to the conclusion that super soul is there. And what is devotional service conclusion? Service to super soul is important. Then it says, a nice analogy is given. One process is to find the root of the tree and the other is to water the root. So it's like the Sankhya philosophy is like you're trying to search the root and finally you find the root, that is Vishnu or Krishna, the super soul, you know, the supreme super soul. And then after that, the other analogy, the other part of it is watering that root, that is devotional service, serving the supreme personality of Godhead. Now here it is given that the real student of Sankhya philosophy finds the root of the material world. What is the root of the material world? Vishnu. And then in perfect knowledge engages himself in the service of the Lord. See, finally what the Sankhya person is doing? When someone understands that who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, when someone understands that who is my eternal father, what will he do? He'll serve. That's what a Sankhya yogi or the person who is into analytical study or jnana or whatever we call it as. So that person also engages in the service of Vishnu, but then it's like he's beating around the bush, finding the root first and then watering the root. But when it comes to a devotee, a bhakta, he knows what is the root. And then he goes and directly waters. He knows that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't go around material elements and senses and this and that and finally come to a conclusion. No. He's clear because he has faith in Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. He accepts whatever they say. And they have concluded that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishvara Parama Krishna. So he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is Supreme Bhagavan. So now after understanding this, what does he do? He just serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, a Sankhya, a person into analytical study, he also concludes that super soul, Krishna or Vishnu, now they are the root, and then he starts serving. Whereas a devotee, he at the first go itself, he understands, you know, what is the root and he starts serving. So this is the difference, you know, between the two. But finally the conclusion is same. What both are doing? They're serving Vishnu. So here it is given that in essence there is no difference between the two because the aim of both is Vishnu. Simple. Those who do not know the ultimate end say that the purposes of Sankhya and Karma Yoga are not the same, but one who is learned knows the unifying aim in these different processes. So in this way we understand, you know, very easily that when it comes to Sankhya Yoga, it's about analysis and trying to find the root. It's more of a process of detachment, you know, where the person gets detached or focuses on detachment. And when it comes to Bhakti Yoga, he focuses more on attachment, where he tries getting attached to Krishna. So in this way, in both the processes, finally the goal is same. Obviously in future verses, we'll see that which one is better, because finally that is needed. You know, we should know which one is better. Then we can actually go for it. But then, you know, why to wait till those verses? We know which one is better. Devotional service, Bhakti Yoga, that is the most simplest thing. Tell me who in this world has time to sit and analyze five elements, five senses, five sense objects, etc., etc., etc. Who has time for doing all that? We just, you know, understand from the bona fide Vedic scripture like Bhagavad Gita that who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? Who am I in relation to Him? Okay, I am part and parcel of Krishna. So what am I supposed to do? I am supposed to serve Krishna. So what else is there to think about? Right. So no beating around the bush in Bhakti Yoga. Just one-pointed devotional service to the lotus feet of Krishna by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is the greatest service that we can do in the age of Kali Yuga. Every single day, chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, if possible, recommended is on beads. So we have to chant on the holy beads. Then it is very, very effective. Attentively hearing each and every word of the Maha Mantra makes a lot of difference. So in this way, in Bhakti Yoga, the person relishes and finally attains the goal also. Now Krishna is going to continue the same theme, but a little bit of change. And what is a little bit of change? He's going to tell us which one is better. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.